Hearing none, the title is deemed correct.
Senate Bill 82, an act to permit local government officials and employees to use credit cards.
Senate Bill 82 has had its second reading and is up for final consideration. Are there any remarks?
Madam President.
Senator McCracken.
Thank you, Madam President. Ladies and gentlemen of the Senate, municipalities, counties, and school boards are required to have the approval of the governing body before paying any type of bill. When you utilize a credit card and you present that for payment, the money is deemed to have transacted when you present the credit card, not when the card holder receives the statement. So if you were really to take an accurate reading of the law today, that means that no local government could utilize a credit card for any of their purchases because it would constitute approval before the governing before approval of the governing body. Senate Bill 82 merely clarifies that local government officials and employees may use credit cards for purchases. It also states that before authorizing the use of credit cards, the governing body must establish by resolution policies for use for the accountability of such purchases. Ladies and gentlemen of the Senate, I would ask for your support on Senate Bill 82 and stand by for any questions.
Madam President.
Senator, yes.
Thank you, Madam President.
Senator Humbach, I couldn't see
you.
I would have
several questions for the
Please state your question, good. Senator.
Senator McCracken, can they not utilize credit cards at this point now?
There are...
Senator McCracken.
Thank you for the question, Senator Huttmacher. There are some communities, it's my understanding, through the South Dakota Municipal League, that there are some communities that do utilize, or officials that do utilize credit cards, but it would actually be used then prior to receiving approval from that particular governing body. So this would put into law the strict procedure that they would have to utilize for that, Senator Huttmacher.
Thank you, Senator.
Senator Huttmacher, you have the floor.
Thank you. If I could, I guess, kind of make a statement and ask another question. Well, then, basically what you're telling me, it's really not illegal, but it's not technically legal to do that.
Senator McCracken.
Thank you. Senator Huttmacher, thanks for the question. So far, the auditors have overlooked this particular technicality, but this would set it into statute so that everybody's playing by the same rules and they know exactly where they stand.
Senator Huttmacher, you still have the floor.
Thank you, Madam President. Well, I really question why we were, I guess, introducing this bill, and I think I understand the logic behind it because the City Council technically hasn't approved it, but it looks to me like the municipality, if they've issued the authority to the person they've issued the card to, that they've given them that authority to make purchases on there, whether the limit or whatever it might be. I do understand, I guess, the reason for it, and I would support the bill after I think I do understand it now. Thank you.
Thank you for the question, Senator Huttmacher.
Further remarks. Senator Moore.
Madam President, members of the body, I too have a couple of questions, if I might, Madam President.
State your questions.
Senator McCracken, now, this deals specifically and only with credit cards. Is that correct?
Senator McCracken.
That is correct, Senator Moore.
So, in other words, we would have to write new enabling legislation if we were to allow an employee to use a bank debit card. Is that not correct?
Senator McCracken.
Senator Moore, if the city or municipality or the government agency, if they were to get into the process of utilizing a bank debit card for cash, is that what you're talking about, Senator Moore? I doubt very highly that any municipality would issue debit cards for an employee to utilize a cash machine. There's other methods whereby they can use that. If a person's going to be traveling for a long period of time out of state, there are things that are called sub-advances or advances that can be issued through the finance officer for that particular purpose.
Madam President.
Senator Moore, you have the floor.
Thank you. Senator McCracken, would we have to have enabling legislation to allow school districts to use credit cards?
This particular piece of legislation would talk about municipalities, counties, and schools, public agencies. And only the department heads and the appointed employees could utilize that, and that would be set forth in the resolutions and their standards that they make, Senator Moore.
Madam President?
Senator Moore.
Thank you. Thank you, Senator McCracken. Ladies and gentlemen, you know, I don't know if I like this bill or if I don't like this bill, but I know I don't like the explanation on the debit card versus a credit card, because either way you look at it, all it does is simply take an employee's signature and you can use it as cash. You can use a debit card as cash and you can use a credit card as cash. And so, therefore, my family has several bank debit cards. And so what's the difference between a debit card and a credit card? A bank doesn't, if the municipality chooses not to use the credit card and have to make another payment to someone else, why shouldn't they have the ability to use a credit card or the debit card, the bank debit card that does the same thing? And I would ask you, ladies and gentlemen, to consider whether we want to pass this bill or whether we want to fiddle around with other enabling legislation next year, whether we should maybe defer action on this bill, include debit cards, and answer some of the other questions that we have here. But I think it would only be appropriate if we address this whole issue of debit cards and credit cards for this particular issue that we're looking at here today in Senate Bill number 82. Thank you.
Further remarks, Senator Everest.
Thank you, Madam Chairman. Well, I don't think a deferment wouldn't be necessary. Quite frankly, there is a difference between a credit card and a debit card. I think that line is blurry because so many of us go to our banks and what we end up with is a Visa or a MasterCard. In my case, it would be a Visa debit card. So we interchange them and use the same card, but and our bank allows us to do that, and that's what the application states when we get that particular card. That does not separate the differences that exist between a credit card and a debit card. This piece of legislation is specific in its terminology. It uses the term credit card. So I would urge the members to go ahead and vote this bill out today. I'm quite willing often to see the Senate answer unresolved questions, but I don't think it's necessary. Thank you.
Further remarks? Senator Olson.
Thank you, Madam President. Well, I think we've seen ample indication that Senator McCracken is coming into his own, and if we have any kind of legislation that wants to bring in the debit card in line with the credit card, Senator McCracken will be happy to take the bill, I'm sure.
Further remarks. Hearing none, the question before the Senate is final consideration of Senate Bill 82. As your name is called, those in favor say aye, those opposed nay. The Secretary will call the roll.
Senator Alberts.
Aye.
Apa.
Aye.
Bogue.
Aye.
Rose.
Aye.
Brown.
Aye.
Dugard.
Aye.
Dehuig.
Aye.
Dennard.
Aye.
Dietrich Larry.
Aye.
Dietrich Elmer.
Aye.
Drake.
Aye.
Dexbury.
Aye.
Everest.
Aye.
Greenfield.
Aye.
Hagen. Hangey. Ham,
Hotmacher,
Cleven,
aye.
Ketzel,
aye.
Koskin,
no.
Madden,
no.
McCracken,
aye.
McIntyre,
aye.
Moore,
no.
Munson,
aye.
Olson,
aye.
Putnam,
aye.
Reedy,
aye.
Staggers,
aye.
Sutton,
aye.
Simmons,
aye.
Bitter,
aye.
Valesky,
aye.
Whiting. Madam President, ayes 31, nays 3, excused 1.
Senate Bill 82 has received a majority vote of the members elect and is declared passed. Questions on the title? Hearing none, the title is deemed correct. Got it. We would like the